Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif
and RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Flannoy in motion to the left, handoff. Williams diving behind the left guard. Touchdown, Javonte Williams. Oh, is he happy to get that, and did his team need that?
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. So that happened. But realistically, I'm guessing we will get a lot more no thank you notes than we will thank you notes here in this segment. I will say no thank you to the Cowboys defense as the Broncos scored their most points at home since 2014. 11 years! So no thank you to the Cowboys defense for that.
You remember where there was a time, Kevin, when the Mavericks, they were called season high and career high because it was like some random dude would have a career high on any given night. It feels like this is the case. The most points scored in 74 years for this football team because the Cowboys. You know what? I'm going to start off with a positive.
Oh.
Thank you to Javonte Williams for scoring two touchdowns.
Hey!
Could have been three. But we like to get cute in the red zone on the 1 yard line.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That leads perfectly into the next no thank you.
But he gave me some points in fantasy, and that's really important to me right now.
I believe they called it on Brock Hoffman, but it sure looked like that false start was on Tyler Guyton, which killed it from third and goal at the half yard line after they were already getting too cute. That gave you 3 points instead of seven, so that's a negative four. James Houston, no thank you to you for that offsides on what would have been a punt. Instead, 3 plays and 66 yards later, the Broncos score another touchdown. That's minus seven. I don't know if it would have changed anything, much like the Bears game that we talked about, but when you got that ball back after what turned out to be a Broncos touchdown, it should have been off of a Broncos punt, and you were up 7-0. Does that change where the game goes from there? Maybe, maybe not. But Sertan was hurt. Maybe you do better offensively, or maybe this was always the way it was going to go, and it just delayed the inevitable. But those two plays right there, and Stephen Jones agreed, cost you 11 points.
Are we sure that Tyler Guyton is your starting left tackle of the future?
Absolutely not. You know what? I'll go a step further. I am significantly closer to sure he is not than he is. Like a lot closer.
How many more games?
Zero.
Last year you said you got to give him a runway. It's a learning curve. We knew when we drafted him we were behind the curve on this one.
Yeah.
This year, what you've seen so far, I don't know, maybe he's a right tackle. That's what he was in college.
Okay.
Maybe Terrence Steele isn't playing that well.
Well, that's fine. Your money's already been spent. So give me a game, trot it out there, see what happens. Nate Thomas at left tackle, Tyler Guyton at right tackle.
I don't understand.
Number of games left is zero for me.
For you, for Tyler Guyton at left?
To at least see something different. And if you go back, because I know Nate Thomas had a really good game, and then you look at another part of it, and you're like, ooh, that was rougher. But I want to see it back out there at least for a game, and if you want to try that in cooperation with Tyler kicking out to the right side, so be it.
Because I said, Kevin, I heard 18 pressures. The number was actually 21. 21 pressures with
Lord.
Eight quarterback hits. Cowboys had 7 pressures. Again, we knew that Denver was that team. Denver's a better team. Their record says they're better. They played better against you yesterday.
Yeah.
They're a better football team than you are.
For sure.
By that much? Maybe. Probably so, actually. You know, thank you to Banger for going out there and kicking 252 yards worth of punts, only allowing Brandon Aubrey to get one field goal attempt.
You know
off.
What? I'm glad that you brought that up. No thank you to the Cowboys for chickening out multiple times.
They had so many opportunities.
You're down 14-3.
Screw it.
Kick the 72-yard field goal. I want to see it.
At this point.
But we didn't.
What did we do instead, Kevin?
We threw an interception, which ended up costing you points.
Higher percentage play in that moment.
Brandon
converting,
Aubrey.
Converting a fourth down or...
Yeah, it's Brandon Aubrey in the thin air. Like, we didn't talk about that thin air for no reason.
Yeah.
If they play in Denver, when they play in Mexico City, I want to see him kicking the ball from 70 yards just to see what happens. And by the way, also shout out to Tyler Guyton. Once again, no thank you note for missing on the sack that forced a punt for the Cowboys.
Yeah, the no thank you obviously is across the front of that defense. If you go and watch, I told you not to watch, Kevin, because I want you in a better mood tomorrow. But if you out there go and watch, you'll see multiple times when it's one man versus one man.
Yeah.
And that man is blocked and cannot get off of a block to make a tackle. The highlights we're seeing today of all the big runs against the Cowboys weren't. It's not like they did anything special. They just won man up.
Yeah.
Against, hey, offensive lineman, block the guy in front of you. And they did, and they did it well, and they cleared spaces. And the Cowboys had not that they didn't have fight. Oh, you couldn't quite.
Did you think they had fight?
I didn't see it. And I don't know, again, it's the teacher. It's got to be the teacher. The teacher's not doing a good enough job teaching the guys what to do. And then you're like, but. No matter what, the talent there, it didn't win against one man. So that's where I have that problem. So no thank you to those guys for that.
And you gave up four plays of 20-plus yards alone in the first quarter, which once again set the stage. Alec, fear not, there's plenty more, but do you have some thank you or, let's be real, probably no thank you notes?
Yeah, I'd go no thank you, and trust me when I say this because I know people might start to roll their eyes. No thank you to injuries because Elijah Clark should not be playing for this football team.
And you don't want Bridges out there as much because there was a play that Bridges made before the narrative really started to turn against him yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
That was an amazing catch.
It was.
We were on a hot streak there.
But he also knocked the ball out on what looked like it was a completed reception, and he knocked the ball out to force a punt. So those two plays right there, those were huge positive impact plays for the defense. Unfortunately, there was a lot of other stuff.
It was rough, but you know, the injuries to the safety position has made me realize just how bad they were at the safety position anyways. Because what were we doing just a couple weeks ago? We were complaining about Donovan Wilson and the fact that he shouldn't be playing anywhere near center field defensively. He needs to be closer to the line of scrimmage. All these different things we're complaining about. When he's not there, everybody else behind him isn't playing over him because they are worse. So you're starting to see stuff like that. And like the big PI call, I know you don't want to just give up the walk-in touchdown if you're Clark, but you know, he gets the defensive pass interference call against him. It's just because of bad positioning. It's because you're not turning your
hips
fast enough.
Tripped up on his feet.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like, you are just not ready to make a play. I need guys who are ready to make a play.
And like, I think about what Mickey said about an hour and a half or so ago. I understand the concept of next man up, but when he's like, screw that, it's the next man after the man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And after the man up, that you're even switching positions that you're not particularly deep at to begin with. And that is unfortunate. Now, you can blame that on injuries. You can blame that on the people who put the team together.
Yeah. Kevin, that's a whole different conversation.
Sure.
In the offseason, when you're building your team, a lot of times you'll ask the question, what if this guy gets injured? What do we have?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times they're just like, that guy that was cheap.
Yeah.
That we found.
Yeah.
Because, man, we got to spend all this money on Micah. We've been saving for Micah for a long time. That's, dude, think about that. For how frustrating is that?
Yeah.
Is that all these times that we were told we couldn't do things the last 3 years, it was because we had to, we got to save up to pay Micah. And now here we are, no Micah, and still the talent as in that kind of small capacity.
And so what I think I'm afraid of is listening to Steven when he's like, hey, we're actively, it wasn't just a, this was different than his talent acquisition 24/7, 365.
We're actively doing this right now.
Right now. And so what I don't want to see.
You know what? That's a really, I didn't even think about that. The way he was saying that was very different than the lip service of, wow. So you think that.
Yeah, is happening right now.
He didn't want to be on the phone with us because he wanted to be on the phone with another team.
Those conversations are happening at this moment.
I do believe in. You can say that you don't believe it. I do believe, and I've heard from people. They are calling. They have been calling. Yeah. They do call. And that is part of it. But it's more than just the, you got to pester sometimes. We really want this done.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you have to forego the idea of power in the conversation and just get some things done to make your team better.
I'll be honest, and you've probably seen it on the fan text. We have talked to Steven enough to know the difference. And I have absolutely rolled my eyes at 24/7, 365 before. And again, if you watch the
fan, he's rolled his eyes as he said it too. I think he knows.
Probably. This was a different answer. Does that mean that they're trolling around for who will take a conditional sixth for X, Y, and Z? I don't know. Does that mean they're looking across all the practice squads? I don't know. Or are they doing something big? Well, guess what? Again, I don't know. But it's the last one that scares me. Trolling across the practice squads to be like, hey, this depth is better than our depth. Good. That is what you should do all the time anyway. Throwing out some conditional sixth because you think you can pick up somebody who will make a difference right now. Again, looking at the issue of depth. Fair enough. When you heard him and he talked about their strength being across the defensive line, that is a complicated thing because they're saying that there's a lot of them, but none of them seem to be able to get to the passer, to get to the quarterback, and maybe that's what they're looking at. What I don't want is, I think you've seen it. I think it is clear as day. This ain't the team. And so as long as it's not a report that you traded a first for this or that, then I'm willing to listen to what they're doing.
All right, so Jerry's said, I believe it was on the pregame show yesterday, that he didn't feel pass rusher was something that they were going to pursue.
Which
kind of leaves us in that vein of
fascinating statement that is.
You're still bad at linebacker too.
Yeah.
And safety.
Yeah.
And cornerback.
Yes.
So I can understand what he's saying there. We, as you just pointed out, we have lots of pass rushers.
Yes.
Done. But we also don't have lots of corners and safeties and these either. But you wouldn't want to trade for a frontline starter, a number one, unless that's going to be a Cole Hamels. This is going to work for us for 3 years.
Exactly. If for whatever reason.
This isn't a one-year Trey Hendrickson patch that's going to make this team okay.
And I don't think this is going to happen at all. But let's say you shifted your focus to Myles Garrett. All right. Well, so Myles Garrett is under contract for several years. You wouldn't have to take on all of that money. I guess that would make more sense to me because I still think Myles Garrett is going to kick ass next year as well.
Oh, he's amazing.
And he's under contract as opposed to Hendrickson wants to get paid and we know everything that comes along with that. So that just doesn't make any sense to me because I don't think this team is going to go to where people for the longest time have wanted it to go. I think this is just Kevin talking. And I know you can't tell the players to like not play their best. I want them to play their best. But To me, it makes way more sense to take whatever perceived depth you have at the defensive line and trade it away to get those comp 6-round picks and keep your first round picks and just pick up draft asset on top of draft asset. And I know people will be like, I don't think the Cowboys are great at drafting right now. Well, the other option is to put it all in on this team and hope for the best.
The other thing too is they made two spectacular moves.
With the
George Pickens is a great move.
Agreed.
Javonte Williams addition.
That has been tremendous.
Has turned into far more. And that being said, that's also a very Cowboys frugal move.
Yeah.
That they got lucky that this dude is playing great.
Agreed.
And that Clayton Adams and Connor Riley and Schottenheimer can put together a game plan to get him, to make him productive. That's a positive that comes from that. But it is baffling that you can make those two moves and look like geniuses.
Yeah.
And then the other side, you're like, we don't know what we're doing there on the defensive side of the football. Every time we signed Kenneth Murray, we thought we were going to be okay there. Boy, did that not turn out the way we needed it to. And it's mind-boggling, Kevin, because you think great front office move and then worst front office moves. Like that's where you are. They do have balance. I'll give them that. They do yeah. have some balance.
Yeah. From the 561, no thank you to Trayvon Diggs for quitting on your team. Whew. There are a lot of people who think that.
I also do agree, Kevin, that one move isn't going to fix this team, but I don't think that one move is done and then they're done. I think that you make multiple moves, unless you think that it's just one move to satisfy the masses and go, okay, that gives them something to talk
about
for 2 weeks.
I hate that because I will stand firm to this. You've seen garbage season from the Cowboys before, and plenty of people still talked about them, and you were able to bounce back. It is smart, disciplined, long-term play that will get you winning. Not look at this move we made, and now everyone's talking about us, but we're still not good enough. You know, like I don't think there's any chance in hell this would happen. But whether it was Myles Garrett or Trey Hendrickson, that is not a singular move. You have to make that in cooperation with at least one other, if not two other moves, to make this a competitive, viable football team. And if you're going to do it, go all the way. Don't give me some BS trade to get the headlines.
Yeah, let's go with the Myles Garrett. I'm just going to use him as, I'm not saying that that's happening, but a Myles Garrett move. Okay, you've made your secondary a little better by making that move.
Yeah.
Because he can do everything. He's a man-child, dude. Like, he goes out there, he can stop the run, he can rush the passer, he can get 5 sacks and still lose a game. Like, that happens. But he makes your secondary better immediately.
Yes, agreed.
So that gives you a little bit of, okay, give me a breath here secondary-wise. But you still have to find a linebacker. Okay, DeMarvion Overshown's coming back. You still have to find a safety. And, like, the talent in the NFL is proven commodities. If the talent's there, you're a better team because of it.
And
the parity then becomes the games.
I know why he answered it the way he didn't. And people are going to be like, well, what do you expect him to say when we said, do you look into the fact that the teams you beat are 6-17 this year? And he goes, no, or not really. And I know people are going to be like, well, what do you expect him to say? I guess what I came up with was, sure, that is a concern. And that's why we looked at the games, whether it's going back to the Philly game or the game yesterday, as opportunities to not only pick up wins, but beat those quality teams, something like that. Like, you know, he's not going to be like, you're right, we suck and we should just give up. I get that, but I am concerned about that as well. That's why all this discussion about making a move and this and that makes me nervous. And this is the other thing from the 214. We don't really talk about this a lot, just like we don't talk about the Jones family a lot, because it's not going to change. From the 214, we're giving the league quality players, bro, all while keeping Dak. So unfortunately, that's another thing. There's nothing I can really do for you about Dak for the next year and a half. If you want to have that conversation at the end of the 2026 season, let's roll. I can figure out all kinds of financial ways to get you out of this. But the Jones family is never going to sell the team, and your quarterback for at least the next year and a half is Dak. And that's just the way it is. So if you ever wonder, like, why we don't talk about moving those players, because it's you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can talk about the flaws of those players all day long, but you can't move him.
Not yet.
Yes, correct, for a year and a half. And then, I'm sorry, but then after a year and a half, we'll be able to figure this out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.